Good afternoon. I'm going to start with a couple of things. I was going to do a week ahead, but as you might imagine, the week ahead prior to leaving for Asia is a bit in flux. As that gets filled in throughout the rest of today, we will endeavor to provide better guidance as to the exact events that will happen over the course of those several days prior to us leaving for Asia. Secondly, I'm just going to say that I'm happy, and I know there will be many questions, and I'm happy to try to the best of my ability and the knowledge that we have right now to answer those questions, understanding that this is an investigation right now being conducted by the Department of Defense and the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So I'm going to push you on some of these questions to speak directly to them about details and facts as we learn more. So, Mr. Fallon.
Okay, I'm going to try. A few questions on Fort Hood. Robert, we just heard the President's words of caution about jumping to conclusions. So let me ask you this. What can you tell us about what you learned about the shooter's motivation?
Well, I think we don't yet know that answer, I think the best update on that will likely come from the FBI.
So it's a matter at this point that it's not known as opposed to it's known, but it would be imprudent to share.
Well, I would point you to the FBI for the latest information.
From the White House perspective, from what you've learned so far, is it clear whether anybody missed any signs that could have prevented this?
We are right now focused on, with the Department of Defense and the FBI, on what happened, and this will be thoroughly reviewed.
What about the possibility, or is it in under consideration, the President will go to either Texas or to Dover?
I think it is one of the things, obviously, that's most in flux about the week ahead is it would be a visit to Texas. When a service is scheduled, the President will attend. Fort Hood is, as you all know, the largest military institution in this country. The memorial service would be scheduled for the convenience of the families that suffered the tragic losses yesterday. Just to give you some background, in the facility where the incident happened were troops representing more than a dozen different units throughout the country. Because of the dispersed nature of where individuals were, I'm told that not all of the notifications have yet been completed. When that is done, we have an understanding of when it is best for the families, the President will work his schedule around what's best for those families.
Yes, sir. The President in the Rose Garden said that the unexpectedly big jump in unemployment past the 10% mark was sobering, and he also listed some ideas that he said his economic team was considering for further job creation. The question is that some economists are asking, is this really enough? And some say it's not, that there needs to be a second stimulus program of some sort. Is there any consideration going to be given to a second stimulus package, or is the President ruling that out?
Well, I don't think today's news changes what we have said for quite some time on this, Matt, and that is we know, first of all, that the recovery plan, as signed into law in February, continues to make investments and create and save jobs here in this country. We saw that we had positive economic growth for the first quarter in more than a year, and that before we can have job growth, we're going to have economic growth. So our focus obviously continues to be on ensuring that money gets out as quickly as it is prescribed. The President and his team for some time have been evaluating other ideas. Advisors were here earlier in the week to go through some of their ideas that the president and the team will look at and decide if they make the most sense.
The Democrats lost two state houses early this week, and polls show that voters were particularly unhappy about the economic situation. Is there any concern that with the midterms of 2010 coming up, that these concerns might, of joblessness in particular, might have impact?
Let's go through a little of the exit polling on this. And I was reminded of this because I saw it up on the television screen before I came out here. The exit polling question was, are you worried about the economy? Okay. Had the president been a voter in Virginia or New Jersey and been asked by an exit poller if he was worried about the economy, the answer would have been yes. I think the numbers in Virginia were 90%. One of the states was 90 and one was 84. We'd all be anxious to meet that 10 to 16% that don't seem to be worried about the economy. I'm not entirely sure who those people are. Look, the president is focused on getting our economy back, understanding, Matt, where we started from, right? In January, we had a loss of 741,000 jobs. As the president mentioned, we are seeing those numbers slowly decrease, and that is part of the good news. We saw unemployment claims drop slightly into their lowest level in several months yesterday, but the president won't be satisfied until those that are out of work and want to work can find a job. Yes, sir.
Kind of a theoretical question, but at what point does an attack become considered a terrorist attack, even if it's a domestic terrorist attack?
I don't know that I would have the theoretical background to answer that. I would pose that to somebody at the FBI. But again, Jake, I don't know that we're at a point yet where we fully understand motive.
Okay. In terms of the House health care reform bill, right now one of the big log jams, as you know, has to do with abortion language and also has to do with whether or not illegal immigrants, undocumented workers can have access to the health insurance exchanges. Those are both issues that you have said from this podium, I think, that should have been settled theoretically, because you said that the bill the president signs will not fund abortions, I believe. And
the president said it.
The president said it. And you said that the bill the president signs will not, illegal immigrants will not have access to health care, health insurance exchanges.
Yeah.
So why are they still debating this on Capitol Hill if the president has made his position as to what he's going to sign clear?
Congress obviously is working through a process that will ultimately, we believe, before the end of the year, get a bill to the president's desk. I think there are still discussions going on both of these two issues up on Capitol Hill. While the president would like it, tomorrow will not be the final vote on a bill coming to his desk, but he sees tomorrow as an important step forward. He'll go to Capitol Hill tomorrow to advocate for continuing that progress and passing in the House of Representatives a bill.
Well, I guess the question is, the people who are have the Democrats who are urging a different position from the one that you and the president have stated about what the president will sign, have they not gotten the message? Has the president not convey to them what he wants in the bill sufficiently?
Well, as you mentioned, the president's been clear about what he said, and I think those that that have a different viewpoint than what the president might have on either side of the aisle are best to speak to their motives.
Clarify something. The president was supposed to go to the Hill today.
Yeah.
Now you're saying he's going to go tomorrow. Hoyer's saying that the vote might not happen until Sunday or even next week. Is he going tomorrow, or is he going on the
schedule
the as of now has him going tomorrow? Obviously, the events of the past few hours have changed schedules, and the president preferred to go slightly closer to the vote, which put it at tomorrow.
So he's going tomorrow either way.
That's it. As of right now, that's what's on the schedule. Yeah.
Why was he waived off today?
Again, just what I said. Schedules have changed a bit based on the events that have happened over the past. Regrettably, over the past 24 hours, and the president wanted to go a little closer to the vote.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
It's been reported that the alleged shooter did not want to go be deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan, and I'm wondering if the president has commented to the public at all.
I have not heard him say anything on that, and I think the best place to get information about where a soldier might or might not have been headed is over at the Department of Defense.
Are there any additional War Council meetings planned?
Again, the schedule is a bit in flux. There will be one next week before the president departs for Asia.
On Afghanistan.
And Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Does the president, where is the president in terms of his thinking, you know, all the information that he's been trying to gather? Has he given any indication at all that, you know, I'm almost there, I'm 90% there in terms of making that truth decision?
I've described the process as coming to a conclusion.
Anything more specific than that?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
One other question on the Asia trip. He's making several stops, but when the president comes back, is there anything at all that he wants to come back with? Is there an issue?
Well, look, I think that the president is going to have an opportunity over the course of this trip to meet with important leaders. Obviously, we start in Japan. We will go to APEC. We will visit China before going to South Korea and home. You can understand what I think the president will be discussing. I should mention at APEC, there will probably likely be some important bilateral meetings. I think what will be on the docket will obviously be the health of the world economy. We will discuss obviously, North Korea. I anticipate Iran will come up in meetings. Non-proliferation, obviously, will be something that is discussed, as it relates to those two previous countries that I mentioned. And finally, energy and climate change will also be part of what's discussed. I know we delayed a briefing call on this. It was originally supposed to be today. We'll probably do that likely sometime early on Monday.
Are you looking to get anything at all, reassurance from one of these leaders about any one of these issues, anything in particular that you're looking to come back with?
I'll wait for the call to go through exactly what we see as part of each day on this. Again, I think you've got a very important part of the world to our economy and to the economies that we're going to see. I think. Obviously, economic health and well-being and jobs will be a significant part of this. Yes, sir.
On Fort Hood, you said that service is scheduled, he will attend?
Yes.
Did I understand that? You mean before or after the Asia trip?
We will attend a memorial service at Fort Hood when it is scheduled. I anticipate that will likely happen prior to Asia, but again, this is, again, somewhat in flux based on the scheduling of this. We have families that would have to come in from all over the United States, and our schedule will be formed around that.
And they're not building the schedule around his schedule, I take it, for the memorial service, as far as you
know. We have communicated with the Department of Defense that our schedule is built around the families that suffered tragic losses
so
yesterday.
If they were to delay it till Tuesday or Wednesday or something like that, he could end up changing his schedule on the Asia trip.
We anticipate going to Asia, and we anticipate we will go to a memorial service. I hate to get into hypotheticals.
Right. You're not ruling out the possibility of changing the departure.
I'm not ruling. I'd prefer to talk about the schedule when we have a better sense of its formation.
Could you give us an idea of what the president is doing and can do from here with regard to Fort Hood? How much of his time is he spending on it? What can a president do in
situation? Obviously, the president is receiving regular briefings from John Brennan. The president's daily briefing was expanded this morning in both scope and time to include a fairly lengthy briefing, from Secretary Gates, Admiral Mullen, Director Mueller from the FBI. There was a meeting last evening in the Oval Office about 6:20 with that same group of people. Again, the president gets regular updates as to the incident and to the investigation.
And is he only receiving information, or is he also in a position to
direct resources to give orders
well,
of some sort?
Well, obviously, he talked with, he talked yesterday afternoon with, obviously by phone with Secretary Gates and Admiral Mullen to get an update as to what has happened. He talked with Lieutenant General Cohn, the base commander at Fort Hood, and obviously has offered whatever resources any of those individuals might need. I think the FBI was on the location fairly quickly and is working on this investigation jointly with the Department of Defense.
Are you aware of any action that he's actually taken, any affirmative action he's taken to order resources?
I'm not aware of any
requests. Tell somebody to go.
I'm not aware of any requests that have been made for the movement of resources.
One question on health care. How do you respond to the piece from some conservative economist, Martin Feldstein, did it in the Washington Post today, that the pre-existing condition language in the Democrats' bills would basically encourage people to drop their health insurance. They would escape, especially people who buy it directly themselves. If you're facing $10,000 in premiums for your family of four, that's a lot more than the penalty you would pay for not having insurance. And if somebody does get sick, because there's no ban on pre-existing conditions, you can then just go in and get the insurance.
I understand. In that scenario, if there was a scenario which you described, my sense is that would exceed the income threshold, and there wouldn't be a penalty.
I'm
sure we estimated any series of events that could happen
Just makes sense that why would people not drop their health insurance if they can get it at any time as soon as they get sick because of the pre-existing condition?
There's a setup where based on certain income levels, you'd be required to have insurance.
Pay a penalty, which is much less than the premium.
The president doesn't believe that people don't want insurance. We're seeking to make that insurance more affordable. Nobody here seems to subscribe to what several of those economists have come up with for the latest road bump on passing health care reform. I think what we see more likely are people that are dropping their coverage because they can't afford skyrocketing premiums. We see small businesses that are dropping their coverage because it's become, despite the fact that they want to provide coverage, it's become far too expensive for them to do that for their employees. And we've seen insurance companies abuse the system by taking somebody that gets sick and dropping their coverage. People losing their coverage is happening right now. Insurance companies dropping their coverage is happening right now. Somebody gets sick, they call their insurance company, and their coverage, they find out, is gone. That's going to be illegal when the president signs health care reform by the end of this year.
A couple questions. First, the president said it's important we don't jump to conclusions. Is that a way of the president expressing some concern that people are reading too much into the shooter's religious beliefs profile? I mean, is there a concern
that... simply to say, Chuck, that I think we've all seen that the situation is moving quickly, that what facts have been presented have changed, and it's early in this investigation to know all that we need to know.
How much concern does the president have and does the White House have that because of some of the pieces of information that are out there about the shooter, that there is an uneasy reaction that some people are having?
Well, again, I think that's why...
potential mistreatment of Muslim American soldiers.
I think that's why the president said what he said in terms of let's figure out what we need to know go from there.
And is it, you guys believe it may end up being the role of the president to try to deal with this issue if this becomes something
I can tell you that the president and Secretary Gates talked about, talked yesterday during their early evening meeting about morale in the military. Obviously, that's something that's on their minds and on Admiral Mullen's mind as well.
Going to health care, what is the message? Vice President Biden's making calls. We know some cabinet secretaries are making calls to undecided Democrats. Mm-hmm. Can you summarize the message that they're...
Pass health care.
But,
or else.
Or else what? No, but what is the sales pitch? I mean, what is the sales pitch to these wavering Democrats of saying, hey, you know what, maybe they're concerned about the political environment, maybe they're concerned about... What is the sales pitch?
The sales pitch is simply that we're on the cusp of the type of health care reform that this country has been talking about for decades. We're on the cusp of making it health insurance more affordable for those that don't have it. We're on the cusp of making it more affordable for those that do have it.
But don't say it in the way you want to be. Is it one of these things? No. You want to be on the side of not passing this? Or
no. Don't go with your answer to your question. Go with my answer to your question.
Fair.
Okay.
There isn't a sense of, you know, you got to do this for the party. You got to do this for the president.
You ask and answer the question. And I just sort of nod.
So no, there isn't a do this for the party, do this for the president pitch.
Do this for the country. Do this for your constituents. Do this for the people that you represent, who, as I said to Chip, are losing their health insurance every day, who are being discriminated against by insurance companies, who are watching their businesses or be unable to provide them health insurance.
And quickly on the economy, during your economic briefings, is there a sense of how's the America's economic recovery compared to what's going on in Europe, compared to going to Asia, and is there concern that is America recovering slower than other places? Are you guys looking to see how the U.S. recovery is going compared to the rest of the world?
I think that during some of this, we've heard different statistics when GDP is released in other countries. But I don't. I can go back and see if there's been a fairly extensive conversation, but I don't recall one. John.
The president, when he was talking about signing the unemployment insurance and other issues bill today, emphasized that it was revenue neutral, that it did not add to the deficit. Does that mean that at this point, job creating bills like the or measures like the ones he was intimating later? Mm-hmm. Should be revenue neutral, and that the emphasis is now going to be on targeting assistance without adding macroeconomic stimulus?
Not entirely sure I understood the
I mean,
last
in other words,
portion.
not pumping more money into the economy because you're going to be offsetting
because it's because of the neutrality of it. Oh, I see. Let me just simply leave it at the evaluation of what the president talked about, whether it's additional investments in infrastructure, tax incentives for businesses that create jobs. I don't know that the full evaluation on that has been done to know quite honestly what the answer ultimately would be.
Would those additional measures that he's talking about, would those be something that he would like to see done in the near future, maybe this year, or is this something that he would be including in his budget in February?
Well, I don't think that we would preclude. I don't think that we would. See how to phrase this. I don't think that the president is asking that the evaluation be done for next year if the economic team comes up with ideas that they think can create jobs this year.
And you're getting a lot of heat today from Republicans and some Democrats on the Hill who really believe that the focus of policymaking right now should be on jobs, not
it is.
On
it. It is.
Do you think that the health care bill is a jobs bill?
Do I think health care is part of economic concerns? Absolutely. I think if you have a job and you lose your health care, it's an economic concern. I think people that are sitting down each month to pay their premiums or see how much they pay for their premiums, yeah, I think when that's reflected in your paycheck, those tend to be economic concerns. Absolutely. Mark.
Robert, it wasn't clear to me in the Rose Garden statement if the president and his advisors believe the unemployment rate has topped out or whether it's still going to get higher before it starts to go down.
My sense is that if you look at the graph of job loss from January until now, we are
monthly job loss.
Right, I'm sorry, monthly job loss. We've gone from roughly 700,000 down to less than 200,000. And I think if you look at, almost a stair step in terms of bracketing 3 and 4 month periods together, you've heard me say for months that we believed that 10% was going to come. I think we are heartened by the decrease in unemployment, weekly unemployment claims, monthly unemployment claims, and in increases in productivity and economic growth as part of GDP. But I believe, and I think most would tell you, that the rate is more likely than not to get a little worse before it gets better.
Back to health care, if the Democrats don't have the votes, would the president cancel his trip to the Hill?
We'll have scheduling information updates for you as they're warranted.
Is the trip to the Hill fixed? I mean, he's definitely going, you just don't know when?
No, I started the briefing by telling you and clarifying for those in the back that it was on Saturday.
There's no chance he'll cancel.
I'm going to start taping these and start just referring back to earlier questions. I think I've said now on maybe multiple occasions that if we have scheduling updates, you will be among the first few hundred to hear.
One more, just a housekeeping thing. Will he, should we expect you to make remarks to the pool at Walter Reed later this afternoon?
I doubt it. We haven't done that usually in the past. The president looks at these as generally private affairs.
Robert, yes, sir. You said the message on the phone calls to the Hill is to pass health care, correct?
Yes.
That's all right. And
you
and
were listening.
Yes, I was. And so that message is about a bill that the president has yet to endorse. Am I still correct on that?
The president supports the passage of the bill.
He does endorse it.
Support, endorse.
Okay. Well, because getting back to what Jake was asking about earlier, there are still some unresolved issues, so I'm just curious if the president supports it in its unresolved form or its resolved form.
The president wants the House to pass it. Okay. The president wants the House to pass health care reform. Very
good. On August 7th, the president said the worst
may be behind us. It took like six questions to get to the fact that the president would travel from here to the House to say pass the bill.
Asked him yesterday, he didn't say, and neither did you. I'm just trying to nail that down.
I don't think I hope it wasn't news that we were going up there to have them pass the bill. Apparently it was.
On August 7th, the president said the worst may be behind us. Today we're pointed in the right direction. That's why we're turning this economy around. I am convinced that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel. Was he correct on August 7th?
Yes.
What we've seen happening since then, and there's nothing about that you would want to revise.
As I've said here, and I think you'll hear economists of all political stripes say, Major, you're not going to have job growth without economic growth, right? The figures that were released recently denote that we have, for the first time in more than a year, seen positive economic growth. We see figures like unemployment claims, as I mentioned, go down, productivity go up. I think the president would believe that we're on the right path. Yes. Is he satisfied? Of course not.
But the worst is behind us.
I believe that's the case, yes.
Okay. Two publications, The Guardian and The Weekly Standard, are both reporting about IAEA possession of documents that suggest Iran has tested what they call an advanced nuclear warhead or a two-point implosion device, and has brought this to the attention of the Iranians in the most recent conversations, not only about trying to find out if they're in favor or not favor of the low enriched uranium transfer to Russia, but about this apparent new technology breakthrough. And also they suggest that the intelligence committees on the House and the Senate have been briefed about this. I'm curious, is the White House aware of this? Is it concerned about it in any way, shape, or form?
Let me check the NSC on that. I don't have anything on that. Yeah.
Quickly, you had said earlier you weren't sure, you didn't know enough about the motive yet to whether or not to characterize it as an act of domestic terrorism. Is John Brennan the person that would normally be briefing the president
on an issue, on a situation
well,
like this?
John obviously is here as developments warrant, as they have in the past 24 hours. Director Mueller, Secretary Gates, and Admiral Mullen will also, I assume, communicate over and speak with the president. Before we went to talk to the president at one point yesterday, you know, John was outside the Oval Office on the phone with Director Mueller, so I assume that that will continue.
Robert, yeah. Also on Fort Hood, following on Chuck's question, the president in his speech in Cairo talked about reaching out to the Muslim world, and presumably, though, he also wants within our own country to reach out. And I'm wondering, is he concerned at all about this shooting fostering anti-Muslim sentiment? And if so, what will he do as president to try to prevent that?
Chair, let me, that may be a good question to address a little bit later on. I just don't want to get ahead of the investigation and what we all know.
Let's stick with this. Why is it getting ahead of the investigation? We do know that there's a suspect in custody, and we know from news reports and interviews that he is a devout Muslim. He's raised at a mosque, was raised in this country as an American citizen. I mean, aren't
he was born in America, so he wasn't raised here as an American citizen.
Right. So aren't these issues that and it's a topic of debate. Aren't these issues that the president would want in some way to address?
And at some point, he when we know more, he may.
And just one more on healthcare. Why does he want to go closer to the vote? What does he think he can achieve by going closer to the vote?
So I have a chance to talk to them closer to the point in which they're going to cast their votes to move healthcare reform.
Robert, is the president confident the votes are there? Is he going there to prevent last-minute Democratic defections or to rally votes?
I anticipate that the president will lay out why he thinks health care reform is important. He'll talk about it as an economic issue. I assume he will rally the troops. I anticipate that he'd answer questions that people have, probably tell fired up and ready to go, and do all those things.
Making calls?
Probably, yes. I have not seen the latest call sheet, but I assume so, yes.
But I didn't hear you say he's confident the votes are there.
We're going to go up there to talk to the House about passing health care reform and believe they will do so, yes.
Mention Cousin Pookie, perhaps?
We're still trying to find Cousin Pookie from Tuesday.
When the president sits down to make his final decisions on Afghanistan.
Yeah.
How does he incorporate in that decision his concern about American military, the stress on them, the stress of combat?
Sure.
How will Fort Hood play into his decisions on how to go forward in Afghanistan?
And the president, even back to being a senator, worked as part of the Veterans Committee on issues about PTSD and TBI, traumatic brain injury, and the effects that it had on the well-being of our force. Obviously, part of the role of the Joint Chiefs in the process was to talk to the president about the health and the strength of the force, understanding that a lot has been asked of it over the past 8 years.
Did they
absolutely, and there was discussions with the Army and the Marine Corps who are both working to institute policies that allow those that are deployed overseas to have a certain amount of time at home before they are redeployed. I think that is certainly one of the things that the president, one of the things the president will have to take into account in making any decision about resources in that region.
When was the last time the president spoke to Speaker Pelosi?
I don't know the answer to that. I assume sometime this week, but I honestly don't know the answer to that.
Is he urging her to compromise on the abortion issue, seeing as that is where the holdout Democrats are?
I don't know what the last time they spoke, so I know that there's discussions about that going on Capitol Hill.
Does the president believe that the current language, some Democrats have argued that the current language does bar federal funding abortion because it would theoretically be through private segregation of funding? Does he believe that that language fulfills his pledge,
or
does he think it needs to be changed?
I'm not going to do the negotiating here. Yeah. Steve?
The Pentagon's obviously focused on the Texas shooting and the aftermath of that. Does this impact the timetable on the Afghanistan decision?
I've not gotten that indication from any of the participants that have been here for those meetings. Yeah.
Robert, I have one question and one clarification. First, the new TV series on ABC, V, a lot of people are talking about how this show draws very
I gotta tell you,
strong.
I'm going to start with this. I don't want to give anybody the impression I have time to watch anything other than what most of you all do each night. So I can't even tell you what that show is or what it's about, if that makes me fairly uncool. I tend to watch
stories.
More SpongeBob than V.
But there have been a lot of news stories about
this. Makes me hip with 1 6-year-old, and that really is all that counts, Chip.
You haven't seen the news stories about how this show compares your administration to the alien invaders?
What about Squidward?
No,
oh, come on, I'm talking seriously. Really? You haven't heard about it?
He couldn't admit it if he had.
Because there's a chip in the back of my head that requires me another. I watch a little football on Saturday, a little football on Sunday, and a lot of news every other time.
Get a life.
Can you?
Pardon me?
The thing did huge ratings. 14 million people watched it, and the show.
And clearly, me not being one of them. Hold on. I'm not entirely sure who I'd check on since I don't watch the show. So
the president, see if he has a reaction.
I will see if the president watches.
Comparing him to a space alien.
Which would probably be one of the least worst things he's been called today.
My one clarification from yesterday on the meeting with Clemente, it sounded to me like you were saying that Clemente requested the meeting. Can you?
We both wanted to get together. April?
I have some
is V on what network?
ABC.
Is
okay.
ABC.
Can I get a little briefing after this?
We'll send you an
April
before the end of the day.
Excellent.
It's serious.
All right, hold on. Settle down, April.
Okay.
After your corners.
Anyway, going back to what Ann was talking about, on the mental state of the troops, mm-hmm. Since this has happened, and understanding that there have been studies on suicide rates and things of that nature with troops, has there been any kind of effort or push, extra push since within the last 24 hours, to do more mental health, wellness types of things amongst the troops?
Obviously the president, I want to break this question up just a little bit, April. Obviously the president signed into law advance appropriations for the VA, and the amount of money appropriated for the VA this year is at a record amount. Understanding, as I said to him, that the tremendous stress that has been put on the force and the needs of more and more coming back from combat deployments overseas. That having been said, I would point you to DOD specifically on what you've asked about in terms of the last 24 hours, because like a series of other questions, I don't want to get ahead of what we know per the investigation. The president, again, in that meeting with the Joint Chiefs, had an opportunity to talk to the service heads about the stress that has been put on our active duty force, the stress that's been put on the Guard and Reserve as the individuals charged with having a ready, rested, and well-equipped force for our protection.
Yeah. I'll follow up on that and one more question. Talking to some of the troops who have been in Iraq and Afghanistan, who come back, and is it a healthy thing for this White House to understand that some of the troops actually may not want to go back, but understand that it is their duty, that they have to? Is it healthy for that thought process from some of the troops who've been there and who?
I'm sorry, let me make sure I understand. Healthy,
is it
Whose thought process? The thought process of returning troops.
Right, troops who know that they may have to go back into harm's way, who dread it, but yet understand they have to go. Is that healthy to you?
Well, look, I think it is. And I think, again, I'd encourage you to talk to the Department of Defense. Obviously, the president and all of his team want to ensure that forces that are coming back are well-treated, that they get the services that they need when they come out of an extraordinarily stressful environment. And quite frankly, one of the things that that the president worked on as part of the Veterans Committee and what we talked about, what we've talked about is ensuring that as those troops come home, that more and more meet with professionals to assess and ensure that they're getting all that they need when they do come back.
And then on the unemployment numbers, the new numbers, black teen unemployment, male, female, 16 to 19, 41.3% with this latest report. Is there a concern at this White House that the unemployment rate of teens in one group may be larger than that of adults, where many of these teens are living with families, but at the same time, some of them are helping to contribute to the pot in the family?
Well, look, I think obviously when you have numbers like we have, there are any number of groups that comprise that larger number that denote just how serious the economic crisis is. I'd boil it all down just simply to say that the president obviously is deeply concerned, as you heard him talk about today, and is working as hard as he can to find ways to create an environment for job creation for young people, for adults, for anybody in this country that wishes to find work and can. David?
Yesterday at the rally in Capitol Hill, Congressman Boehner said that he considers the health care bill to be, quote, the greatest threat to freedom he has ever seen. I just was wondering what your response is to that.
I think we could take up the better part of our afternoons and probably significantly into the weekend thinking of other conflicts that we've seen or read about throughout the history of the world that might be a greater threat to freedom than what Congressman Boehner was discussing. I will continue to say what I've said before. You hear in this debate, you hear analogies, you hear references to, you see pictures about and depictions of individuals that are truly stunning. And you hear it all the time. People, imagine 5 years ago somebody comparing healthcare reform to 9/11. Imagine just a few years ago had somebody walked around with images of Hitler. Hopefully we can get back to a discussion about the issues that are important in this country, that we can do so without being personally disagreeable and set up comparisons to things that were so insidious in our history. That anybody in any profession or walk of life would be well advised to compare nothing to those atrocities. Thanks, guys.